All right, Vikings fans, we have a legend for you right here. It's Gil Brandt.
I don't know about the legend part of it, but I am Gil Brandt.
You are? Yeah, okay. Well, we'll call you a legend. Gil has so much knowledge about the NFL that he can tell you stories about Jim Finks. I mean, not all Vikings fans know about Jim Finks.
You know, Jimmy Finks from Southern Illinois that went to the University of Tulsa that forced the Pittsburgh Steelers to cut John Unitas and keep Jim Finks. But they're both in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
They are indeed, and Jim Finks did a lot of good things for the Vikings. Speaking of that era, the Purple People Eaters, we caught up with Larry McCarron earlier this week here at the Combine.
Wisconsin, the center from Illinois that went to Green Bay.
Yeah, see, these are the kind of things that Gil Brandt knows. It goes on and on and on. Have you been to every Combine there ever was?
I think I was at the first one because I believe that the Cowboys were one of the teams that were involved in starting it. So, yeah, I've been here. 86 was our first Combine. So this is our 30th anniversary.
Yeah. And you helped build a lot of really good Dallas Cowboys teams. How long were you with the Cowboys?
I was there 30 years.
Yeah. So like Drew Pearson and the Hail Mary and all of that, right?
When Wright tried to shove off on him.
Oh, no. Those are fighting words around here.
Okay.
Gil. Come on. You know better than that.
Well, I thought it was a great catch myself.
Yeah, well, it was a great game. And
Paul Krause, as great a player as he was, maybe was a little slow getting over.
Okay. Here's one that I think you'll appreciate. A couple years ago, Mick Tinglehoff made it into the Hall of Fame. What do you remember about Mick?
I remember him at the University of Nebraska, and we didn't think he was good enough to sign as a free agent because he was about 220 pounds, and he signed with the Vikings, and I think Fink signed him. And he played a number of years. But I'm going to give you one I bet you don't know.
Okay, well, that's probably a good bet.
You know the first team that ever that the Minnesota Vikings played against?
The Chicago Bears.
Wrong.
What?
The Dallas Cowboys in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. First preseason game for them and in our second year.
Yeah, you got me on that one. I think the Bears were our first regular season win. Fran Tarkenton off
right,
the bench.
Right, and replacing George Shaw.
Yeah. And interestingly enough, Augsburg College is in Sioux Falls.
Augsburg.
You know what they are? The Augsburg
are they the
Vikings.
Vikings.
Yeah. See, there you go. See, tit for tat. I got you on one, too.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Gil. You've seen a lot of changes in the Combine over the years, but, you know, you go right along with it.
But one thing, Minnesota's going to have a good football team. They're going to have a very competitive team in the National Football League. They got a good defense. They've drafted well. The quarterback, Bridgewater, will love the beautiful new stadium that you're opening in. It won't be a wind tunnel like the University of Minnesota's is, which is a great stadium, but you're gonna really like it.
Why don't we get the Cowboys and Vikings in the lead together and have, you know, we play the Cowboys at home this year. Let's all get together and open the stadium together. What do you think?
That'd be a great, I think that the Cowboys would love it, and I think the Viking fans would love it, too.
All right.
Get their first win ever against the Cowboys.
Yeah, that would be nice. Thanks, Gil.